How are we supposed to navigate our desires, fears, and longing for purpose when our culture claims that we're just born a certain way and can't help it? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free. It's written by Issues Etc. guest Pastor Christopher Eskett. Learn more about Disordered at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free.
If someone is denied the right to life, well, there's not going to be any other opportunity to exercise any other rights in life. So the right to life comes first, and that's why it's preeminent.
I've always chafed when people say, oh, you're interested in the social issues. You know, I'm interested in theology. And I always say the social issues are theology.
The church is the domain of the word of Christ. And there is no salvation without the pure word and the sacraments of the word. And there is no spirit to be found without these.
But it's not like the cross is an example of God's love. It is God's love. This is God's love. It's not just showing us God's love. It's the love of God manifest.
Organic dairy farmers from northern Germany love listening to Issues Etc.
At the culmination of John's revelation, there at the end of the New Testament, we see sights through John's eyes that, well, as far as we know, only those who have gone on to be with Christ and John himself actually have had opportunity to see a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, John says, adorned as a bride for her bridegroom. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Tom Baker will join us to teach a Sunday school lesson on the return of Christ in Revelation 21 and 22. We'll go through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Then Pastor Peter Bender will help us look forward to Sunday morning. According to the one-year lectionary, we'll be looking forward to Easter Day. Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
So what are the new heaven and the new earth that John saw in this vision in Revelation 21?
Yes, he explains it, that he saw a new heaven and a new earth, and then he explains why it's a new heaven and a new earth in verse 1. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And so this is the reason that we have a new heaven and a new earth, that on the day of judgment, we're going to be living in a new existence that we're unaware of right now, because that new heaven and new earth is something that Jesus is preparing for us with his mansions.
How does John describe the New Jerusalem at first? He goes into a longer explanation later, but how does he describe it at first?
Well, he sees what he calls the holy city, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And we know that the husband is Jesus and the bride are the believers. And he hears a loud voice from the throne. Now, the word throne, you can go back to Daniel, and the Ancient of Days, who is God the Father, is on the throne, and he says, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And then verse 4 of chapter 21 kind of describes the new heaven and the new earth, much like the Garden of Eden. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And so therefore, until the sin of Adam and Eve, that was the existence in Eden, the Garden of Eden. And then, of course, when they sinned, everything changed.
John hears a voice, and what does he hear in that voice about the New Jerusalem?
Yes, he says, and this is verse 5, "Behold, I am making all things new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he says, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." And then he says, "To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." Boy, this reminds me of Jesus speaking to the woman at the Samaritan well. She wanted this water that would mean she would never be thirsty. And that's what's going to happen in heaven. "The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Now, the word son is used because those are the genders that receive the inheritance at the time of Jesus, but they would also include men and women. They are all the sons of God. But then he says, "For the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur," and that's referred to as the second death.
What is John told to write?
He's told to write that here comes the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he's carried away in the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, to a great high mountain. This is verse 10. "And showed me the holy Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall." And now we get the number 12 that is mentioned a number of times. This high wall has 12 gates, and at the gates there are 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel are inscribed, and the walls of the city have 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles. And he's asked to measure the city and its gates and its walls. It lies 4 square in length, and it is the same at its width. Therefore, it's a cube. He measured the city with his rod, 12,000 stadia, and that's about 1,380 miles. A stadia was about 600 feet or 155 meters. So this was really big, and it was likened to the Holy of Holies in Solomon's temple. And then the wall was built of jasper. The city was pure gold, clear as glass. And then the foundations of the walls also had 12 jewels, jasper, sapphire, emerald, onyx, agate, carnelian, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprase, jacinth, and the 12th one was amethyst. And on the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each of the gates made of a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. And that's what the angel showed John.
So what should we make of that detailed description, all the 12s and the other symbolism?
Well, this reminds us of the 12 nations under, of course, the Old Testament, the 12 tribes, it also reminds us of the 12 apostles. And this is really well explained in the Enduring Faith material put out by Concordia Publishing House, talking about this number 12 to describe the wonders of heaven. We see it repeated in a number of times. It's symbolic of the people of God, and this is important because in your baptism, you are included among the people of God. And so that's a big point the Sunday school teachers need to make to the children, that they too are part of this wonderful, wonderful group of believers.
John says, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think a lot of people who are Christians think that the New Jerusalem will have a temple. But no, it will not, it says, because there's no need of the temple, for the temple will be the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. So, in a sense, when Moses was on Mount Sinai and speaking to the backside of God, that was in the temple of God. And remember, the devil was removed from heaven, and earth is now his place. Now, we had a temple made by human hands, but Jesus cursed that, and on the cross, part of the reading for this week is that the curtain of the temple was torn in two, which meant that God left the temple. And now where is the temple of God? It's within you. That's also one of the gifts of baptism. And it's strengthened by the gift of the Lord's Supper, where you receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing unclean will ever enter into it. And so the request by David, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit, definitely comes true in heaven, where your new body and your new spirit is perfect, just as they were at the time of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on the return of Christ in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. Why does John say that there's no need of sun or moon?
Who was it, everybody? It was Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
How are we supposed to navigate our desires, fears, and longing for purpose when our culture claims that we're just born a certain way and can't help it? The Issues Etc. book of the month for April is Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free. It's written by Issues Etc. guest Pastor Christopher Eskett. Learn more about Disordered at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further into St. Luke's Gospel with Parable of the Minas Part 2, Triumphal Entry, Jesus Weeps Over Jerusalem, The Authority of Jesus, and The Wicked Tenants. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Is your child struggling at school? Are you thinking about homeschooling? Would you like help knowing what to teach and how to teach it? The Simply Classical curriculum from Memoria Press provides an enriching, step-by-step classical Christian education for students who have autism, learning or behavioral difficulties, ADHD, and more. You'll find everything you need, including daily lesson plans to guide your way. Learn more at simplyclassical.com. Use LPR23 to save on your order. Simplyclassical.com.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Explore what the Bible says about mankind's purpose and how our disconnection from the created order causes such great harm to ourselves and society and the issues, etc. Book of the month for April, Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Issues, etc. Book of the month for April, Disordered, Lies About Human Nature and the Truth That Sets Us Free. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on Revelation chapters 21 and 22. Tom, why does John say that in the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, there's no need of sun or moon?
Well, if you'll remember the transfiguration, Jesus was shining brightly, and that was only a very small percentage of his glory. In heaven, he will be shining so brightly that there will be no need of the sun or the moon. Now, Dr. Brighton, in his book on Revelation, says that that doesn't mean there's no sun or moon. It's just that in the new heaven and earth, there may be still a sun and moon, but it will not be needed because of the brightness of Jesus' glory. In fact, one of the things that I don't believe many Christians realize, it says there is no night at all, no darkness. So the darkness of 3 hours on the cross is now changed into the light of the world that the Son of God, and often metaphorically is S-U-N, is Jesus Christ, and he will be the source of the light that lightens all of heaven. Verse 5 of chapter 22 says, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. So that's something that did not happen in the Garden of Eden because of sin. But in the New Jerusalem, there will be no sin of thought, word, or deed because of our close relationship with Jesus Christ.
How does John describe the river of life?
Yes, there is a river of life that is bright as crystal, and it flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. And what's important is on either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit. And it comes out each month. Now, we've already remember about the tree of life that's mentioned in Genesis chapter 3, in verse 22. The Lord God said after Adam and Eve had sinned, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. Now let him reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life. And if he does, he would eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim, those are angels, and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So Adam and Eve did not eat of the tree of life, but we will when we get to heaven, and that will be sufficient to keep us alive forever and ever in a situation where there will be no light because of the dawn of Jesus Christ.
John says, they shall reign forever and ever. What's he talking about?
He's talking about the believers, that we shall reign forever and ever. We remember that we say in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. And that really means the evil one, the devil. And the devil, if you reign with him, you are in a state of death because you are separated from God in hell. But to reign forever means to live forever. As Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so while there is no real life anymore for those in hell, those in heaven will have an eternal life that will never, never end.
Perhaps some of the Sunday school children might have a Baptist friend or something like that discussing what they learned there, and that Baptist might take a dispensational view of this account and say, well, this is really about the earthly city of Jerusalem. How should they respond?
Well, they should respond by just pointing out very clearly what it says at the very beginning of this text, that the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. They were gone. And instead, there's a holy city that comes down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And so that clearly indicates that this is a different kingdom. It's the kingdom of God that many of us entered at our baptism or through faith in the words of the Bible. It's the kingdom of God where we were baptized, where we received the Lord's Supper, and now we will be living in sight of Jesus, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit eternally. And that is a new kingdom which takes place after the day of judgment.
What is the comfort of John's vision of the New Jerusalem?
The comfort is that we can be comforted knowing that that's where we are heading to. When we realize what Jesus has done for us, that he died for our sins, that he's given us the forgiveness of sins, he's given us the Holy Spirit, then we have a different attitude when it comes to the discomfort that we go through. In fact, one of the hymns for this coming Sunday is Awake My Heart with Gladness. And it's done by Gerhardt, a wonderful hymn that shows that there will be no pain, no sorrow, no death, no injury, no sickness at all in the kingdom of heaven. And so while we do experience that here on earth, the faith given to us by the Holy Spirit has us look ahead to what we are going to be going to. In other words, the epistle from Colossians makes it clear, set your mind on the things above and not on what is going on earth, because that is our hope, that is our comfort.
Finally, what's the law and gospel of this account?
The law and gospel is we really suffer a lot from the effects of our sin in this world and also the damage done to creation because of Adam and Eve. But there is a promise from Jesus to all believers that we will one day be with him in heaven, and therefore we will live joyfully in his presence forever. And that hope, which is a sure hope, is what gives us a totally different attitude while we live here on earth.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Find out more about Law and Gospel on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
When we come back on this Tuesday afternoon, it's listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. When defending a biblical doctrine or practice, have you ever been accused of not caring for the lost? I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Playing the Mission Card. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jeremy Lamont recounts his slow and sometimes painful path out of Mormonism to the Lutheran confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
This fallen creation is bested by tornado, hurricane, flood, pandemic, and more. LCMS Disaster Response helps our congregations, their pastors, and other church workers to reach out to their members and neighbors with mercy which flows from Christ's altar. We offer quality volunteer training, help for congregational readiness and response, and disaster grant funding. To learn more, visit lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, is looking for an English teacher with a master's degree for the 2023-24 school year. Edwardsville is 30 minutes from downtown St. Louis. The position would involve teaching upper-level, dual-credit English classes. For more information, send an email to Principal Jay Krause, J-A-Y-K-R-A-U-S-E, at melhs.org, jkrause@melhs.org.
What does the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ have to say about our political debates surrounding transgenderism? Well, in the April issue of the Lutheran Witness, the Reverend Andrew Packer takes up this very discussion, how our Lord's death and resurrection, in fact, has everything to say about the debates surrounding transgenderism. We also talk about the family and the church and how the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ informs our life in all three of these estates. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Sanctifying your exercise routine with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Calvary Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana. Faith Lutheran, Groton, Connecticut. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Emmanuel Lutheran, Sheridan, Wyoming. Memorial Lutheran, Houston, Texas. Redeemer Lutheran, Benbrook, Texas. St. John Lutheran, Champaign, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Chatfield, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Holloway, Minnesota. And Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.